弟兄姊妹朋友们，大家早上好。
Good morning.
非常高兴我们在今天这个明媚的早晨来起来敬拜上帝。
We are very thankful that it is Sunday morning we can come and worship God.
那么今天我们要讲的一个题目好像有一点很大啊。
Today the topic seems to be something very serious.
到底是战争呢还是和平？
More of peace.
我自己呢，出生在一个家庭的里边呢，我父母呢经常会吵架。
I was born in home, and as I was growing up, my parents fight about that. They quarrel a lot.
有句中国的话叫“三天一小吵，五天一大吵”。
According to Chinese saying, it says that every day there was a small quarrel, and every 5 days there was a major fight.
这不仅有家庭里面的矛盾，如果我家是住在一个为数聚居的一个村子里面。
Not just within the family, because where we stay was also there were some Muslim minority people over there.
所以说呢，那么就是有民族的矛盾在里面。
There was also racial tension.
在这样的一种状况之下呢，我是一个倾向于逃避冲突的人。
And under that situation, I was someone who tried to escape from conflict.
等我长大以后，我信了耶稣之后，我发现教会里面的冲突比家里面的冲突更大。
After I grew up that way, in the religious I found that in the church, there are conflicts in the church of different words than those in the family. Because very often we feel that we are on God's side. But a lot of times what happened was that actually we forced God to be on our side.
我不知道你有没有这样的一种冲突存在。
I do not know whether you have this type of conflict.
家庭里面会不会有一些夫妻的矛盾
？Or maybe some conflicts between the family between husband and wife.
那么或者是你在学校的里边啊，你的医院里边，甚至你的公司的里边，会跟你的上司或者同事有些的矛盾
？Or maybe in your work, in your workplaces, maybe you and your supervisor or your boss may have some conflict.
甚至呢，你在教会里面有不适，那么会跟同工之间有一些的冲突
？Or maybe in the church, you may have some conflict with your workers.
但是我们需要特别注意一点，就是耶稣已经胜过了一切的东西。
But pay attention to that. We need to note that Jesus has overcome all the conflict.
我们靠着耶稣基督可以与上帝重新的和好。
And by the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled with God.
那么我们可以在这里有确信，就是我们的冲突都是在耶稣里边可以得到解决。
We can fully firmly believe that our conflict can be resolved with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在中国没有学会的一个功课，在 CIU 里面我学到的一个功课是什么呢？
The lesson that I did not learn when I was in China, but I learned when I was when I came to CIU is this.
有一位宣教士，他在中国服事。
That was a missionary. He served in many China.
他在我们的一堂课上，他有介绍他的经验的时候，他讲到中国的文化。
In one of the lessons, he introduced Chinese culture.
他讲到一个中国的词语叫危机。
Talk about this term crisis and Chinese term.
危机呢？我之前都不知道，但是他讲起来之后，我发现很有意思，就是我们老祖宗很有智慧。
But it is interesting when they talk about crisis, we see that our Chinese ancestors were very wise.
因为讲危机就是危险和机会。
Because crisis in the Chinese culture is danger and opportunity.
如果危机的处理好的话。是机会。
If you manage quite as well, then it is an opportunity.
如果处理的不好，就会是危险。
If you do not manage the quite as well, then it becomes dangerous.
所以说，在耶稣基督的里边，我可以从容的面对危机。
So in crisis, I can face crisis.
因为靠着耶稣，我们会把这样的一种危险变成一种机会。
Because by the Lord Jesus Christ, we can change the danger into opportunity.
把战争变为和平。
War can become peace.
今天呢，我们会花一点的时间来看上帝在圣经当中所记载的一个例子。
Today, from what is recorded by the Bible, we can see an example.
那么这个例子是如何把危机变成一个机会
？This is how an example of how we turn crisis into an opportunity.
把一个潜在的这种血流成河的一个战争，变成是弟兄和睦同居的这样一个机会。
The threat of a war that will bring devastation and a lot of bloodshed and become transformed into something that brothers and sisters can live in peace and harmony.
我们今天的经文是在约书亚记的第二十二章。
The passage is Joshua chapter 22.
旧约圣经的约书亚记第二十二章。
It is chapter 22 of Joshua.
那么大家如果有带圣经的话，请打开约书亚记的第二十二章。
Please turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 22.
啊，如果你有 iPhone、iPad、i whatever, just swipe it.
Okay, feel free to use your iPhone or iPad if you have a bad app on this situation.
Okay, 那么我们一起先花点时间去祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们感谢你。
Okay, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我们感谢你，借耶稣基督上能够与你和好。
We give you thanks that we can be reconciled by the Lord Jesus Christ.
你在圣经当中给我们这样的一个例子。
In the Bible, you have given us an example.
让我们知道如何化危机为转机。
So that we can help you transform crisis into good opportunity.
主，求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
Lord, may your spirit move among us.
求你做使人心碎的工作。
May you convict us of sin.
求你在我们当中做和好的工作。
May you be a peacemaker among us.
求你做安慰的工作。
May you be a comforter and a counselor.
求你来挑战我们。
May you challenge us.
你的圣灵在我们当中做你自己愿意做的工作。
May the Spirit move among us to do to perform your will.
约束你仆人的口。
Use the mouth of your servant.
让你孩子可以讲合乎你心意的建造教会的话语。
So that you can say something that is building up and constructive for the church.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Just pray the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好的，我们一起来看约书亚记旧约圣经。约书亚记的第二十二章。
Let us look at Joshua chapter 22.
约书亚记的第二十二章是在一个非常特殊的这种状况之下发生的。
It happened under a very special situation.
我们知道以色列人被摩西从这个埃及带出来之后要进入迦南美地。
Israelites were brought out by Moses and they went into the land of Canaan.
那么在这样一种情况当中呢，那么摩西就死在了约旦河的东岸。
And this, under this situation, Moses was on the east side of the river Jordan.
那么接下来呢是，那么约书亚带领这个军队把整个迦南地攻下来。
And then Joseph led the army and they conquered and occupied the land of Canaan.
那么在这样一种状况之下呢，他们已经把整个地已经打下来了。
They had occupied the entire piece of land.
而且已经把地分完了。
And they also distributed the territory.
所以说呢，约书亚就差遣之前的两个半支派的人回到他们的家乡去。
So Joshua has sent the two half tribes to go back to their homeland.
是什么意思呢？两个半支派就是，那么在约旦河的东岸，那么在这里面呢，当时他们已经打下这个地方的时候，他们对摩西说，我们可不可以在这个地方定居？
Because when they first occupied the land on the east of the river Jordan, they asked Moses, "Can we use that? Can we occupy this territory?"
那摩西。摩西就告诉他们说可以，但是你们需要跟你的弟兄一起渡过约旦河去攻打那块迦南美地。
Moses said, "That is fine. You can use this occupy this land, but then you have to go together with your brothers to go to the west of Jordan to conquer the land."
所以说在这样的时候，那么地已经打完了，那么他们已经忠心的完成了他们的任务。
So at this time, the conflict, the war was over. They could faithfully return to their land.
约书亚。约书亚紧紧的就是谨慎的来告诉他们说，你们要遵守耶和华的律例和典章。
Joshua told them clearly, obviously, they have to obey the law and regulations of the Lord.
所以说他们就回去了。
So they returned.
那我们来看第九节哈。
Let us look at verse 9 of Joshua chapter 22.
第九节说，他说，于是流便人家的人，马拿西半支派的人。从迦南地的示罗起行，离开以色列人，回往他们得为业的基列地，就是到耶和华借摩西所吩咐的得为业之地。
Verse 9 told the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh left Israelites in Shiloh in Canaan to return to Gilead, their own land, which they had acquired in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses.
但在回去的路上发生一些故事。
On the way back, an incident happened.
我们来看第十节。
Verse 10.
流便人、迦得人和马拉基半支派的人到了靠近约旦河的一带迦南地，就在约旦河那里筑了一座坛，这坛那坛看着高大。
When they came to Gilead near the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh built an imposing altar there by the Jordan.
也就是说，他们是从示罗起行，
然后
然后从示摩那个地方要渡过约旦河，在中间在过河之前，也就是约旦河的西岸迦南地的这块地方建立过坛。
Before they go past the river Jordan, on the west side of Jordan, they built a portal.
有点奇怪。
Something that is a little strange.
不是他们自己的领地，他筑了一座坛。
That is not their territory. Then they built an important portal.
而且这座坛看着高大。
And this was a very important. It was a very big portal.
那么我们待会儿如果看其他的地方，就会发现这个坛高大到这个程度，据说从约旦河的东岸就可以清清楚楚的看见它。
This order was so huge that from the east side of the river Jordan, you can see the order very clearly according to the river.
那么在英文当中，他就用了一个 huge 这个词来形容这座坛。
The in English it was described as a huge order.
Okay, 那么来看，这就是冲突的这样一种背景。
This is the background of the conflict.
那么接下来看，那么根据同一件事情，那么这两个半支派的人和九个半支派的人做出了不同的解读。
Based on this, there are different interpretations from the two and a half twice and the nine and a half twice on the other side.
误会就开始了。
Misunderstanding happened.
而且这个误会非常之大。
And it was a major misunderstanding.
如果这个误会变成战争的话，至少要有100万人要丧生。
If it is to war, then the casualty could be more than 10 million.
那么看到的是第十一节
Verse 11.
以色列人听说流便人、迦得人、马拿西半支派人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛，全会众一听见就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。
Verse 11. And when Israelites heard that they had took the order on the border of Canaan and Israel near the Jordan on the Israelite side,the whole assembly of Israel gathered the battle to go to war against them.
我们知道在冲突的当中有很多的原因发生冲突。
In the midst of conflict, there are a lot of reasons that can lead to conflict.
其中一种原因是误会。
One of them is misunderstanding.
那么其他的包括比如说骄傲。
There could be other reasons, pride.
犯罪。
Sin.
或者是利益的纠纷。
Or some conflict.
还有道德与价值标准的这种不同造成的冲突。
That could be conflict of interest. That could be the different value systems.
那么在这里我们看到的是，这其实是一个误会。
Here we can see that in fact it was a misunderstanding.
那么待会我们会看到它怎么是一个误会的事情。
And later on we can see how it happened.
什么是误会呢
？What is misunderstanding?
误会是冲突的各方。根据自身的背景，对于同一事件的不同的解读。
Misunderstanding is that the two different parties they based on their own understanding to interpret the same matter, but they interpret it differently.
通常是根据自己的理解去揣测对方的动机。
Usually based on their own understanding to interpret and to kind of especially on the motive of the other party.
犯罪的人包括我自己，倾向于用一种负面的方式来揣测对方的动机。
The one who sees myself included that usually will have a negative interpretation of the motive.
那么误会很大的程度上，很多的时候都是因为在就是对同一个事件的不同的角度看法造成。
Usually misunderstanding as a result of that we have different understanding of interpretation of the same matter.
当我们看到同一个事件的时候
，when we see the same thing,
我们会根据以往的经验来联系和编写。
Sometimes you have some association with a past experience and will come up with a story.
以至于说我们的大脑相信它是真的。
And our brain may believe that this is the truth.
我举一个例子。
I give an example.
那么有一个妻子，她有人告知她说，你先生在过去一个月之内跟他的前妻吃过一次饭。
There was a story of a wife was told by someone that your husband within the past month had a meal with his ex-wife.
我不知道你的心里面会出现什么样的画面。
I do not know what will happen in your mind.
如果情感比较丰富的姊妹可能会想到这些。
You can have certain pictures in your mind, so some of you may have more imagination.
那么这位先生跟他的前妻坐在一个法式的餐厅里面，有这样的烛光的晚餐。
And this husband, in a French restaurant, has a candlelight dinner with his ex-wife.
而且不仅吃了一次哦。
And not just one time.
那如果是三十天的话，就有可能吃了三十天。
If it is 30 days, it is possible that they have meals for 30 times.
而且晚餐之后发生了什么事情，我们就不知道了。
And then you do not know what happened after the dinner.
那么我们这位妻子如果从这个角度来考虑的话，她会发生一些的反应。
If this wife using this response, using this this picture, what kind of response would she have?
她会说：“这日子没法过了。”
She said, "This business is really terrible."
老娘要跟你离婚。
I'm going to divorce.
Well, 但是如果我们发现这个事情的话，就会发现它的事实只有一件事情。
But if we know the fact that it's only one fact.
刚才这个陈述是他的先生跟他的前妻吃过一次饭。
The description was that the husband had one meal with his ex-wife.
如果这个妻子他的父母曾经离过婚的话，
if the parents of this wife had divorced before,
那么他会倾向于解读一种非常负面的人。
Then she could interpret it from a very negative perspective.
那么这就是我们对于误会的这样一种事情，如果处理不好，就会发生很大的问题。
This can be very dangerous if we have a misunderstanding and we interpret it in a certain way.
但是我们需要做的事情就是只是去陈述事实。
But what we need to do is to look at the facts and give a detailed description of the facts.
而不是说去根据这个事实做出一些的联想和编写的故事。
We should not go into association and speculation.
那么冲突有各种各样的原因，我刚才已经列举了几种的原因。
I have mentioned that there are different reasons for conflict.
因为有犯罪的，有利益的纠纷和道德价值观的不同。
It could be from sin, it could be conflict of interest, it could be differences in value systems.
那么这个世界大部分的冲突都是因为误解的道理。
But in this mode of conflict, it's come about as a result of misunderstanding.
那比如说我在家里面跟我妻子一起吃饭。
Like if I have a meal with my wife at home.
我们会有时候会做鱼。
Sometimes we have fish.
然后呢，我就是喜欢吃这个鱼的身子。
I like a certain type of fish.
因为我听说我太太很喜欢吃鱼头。
I heard that my wife likes the fish head.
但是呢，过一段时间之后，我发现说，其实我太太她吃鱼头是为了爱我。
But after a while, I discovered that my wife did the fish because she loved me.
她把鱼身子留给我吃。
She left the body of the fish for me.
她自己去吃。
And she took the fish head for herself.
如果我的妻子从这个角度来考虑的话，她用恶意的目光来看待这个事情的话，就会发生不同的结果。
If my wife interpreted from a negative perspective, then there will be a misunderstanding.
她会说啊，我的丈夫不爱我。
She would conclude that my husband does not love me.
他没有把最好的留给我。
He did not give me the best part of the fish.
如果发展下去的话，就会以不太完美的结局来收场。
If it continues that way, it may not end well.
那么今天我们看到的，在约书亚记二十二章当中的这个冲突
，Today we see the conflict in Joshua chapter 22，
也是由于误会所造成的。
It started with misunderstanding.
那我们来看一下，怎么样来解决这样的冲突
？It's caused by misunderstanding. We can look at how they resolve this problem.
那么如果这个冲突很小的话
，If it is something minor，
那么直接就饶恕他，并且忘记就算了。
Just forgive and forget.
那这个不太容易。
This is difficult.
因为我们倾向于把这个事情留在心里。
Because we usually will bear a grudge in the heart.
那么这是为什么耶稣基督讲说你要饶恕你的弟兄七十个心。
That is why Jesus said, forgive your brother 70 times 7.
那么除了饶恕之外，有第二种的这种方式的解决冲突。
That's another type of conflict resolution that may be possible.
所谓的外交斡旋。
But diplomatic. Diplomacy.
那么在国与国之间就是外交斡旋。
Between nations, that is diplomacy that needs to be carried out.
如果夫妻之间的话，就是什么呢
？What happened is between the spouses.
那么我最害怕听到的一句话就是，
the faith I fear the most is.
我老婆说
，My wife said，
我们需要谈谈。
Let's have a talk。
因为你不知道他要谈什么。
You don't know what she should talk about。
但在这样的一种状况之下呢，其实是一个好事。
But in that case, it's a good thing。
因为他没有把这个事情藏在心底，就一直憋在那里。
Because he did not leave it in the heart and bear what against him。
因为这样的状况才会有解决这个冲突的可能性。
Because he wants to solve that at the end, the pretense of resolving the conflict。
因为得罪你的那方他不知道你得罪了他。
Because the one who was transgressed, the one who transgressed does not know that you have transgressed again。
那么在马太福音的第五章和第十八章当中，耶稣讲了两个例子。
In Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 18, Jesus gave two examples.
都是关于冲突的。
About conflict.
那么第五章当中，耶稣讲到说。
In chapter 5, Jesus talked about that.
如果你去献祭的时候，你知道你得罪了你的弟兄。
Before you offer a sacrifice, if you know that you have transgressed or sinned against somebody,
你需要把气度放下，回去跟他和好，再回来献祭。
If you know that you have offended somebody, you need to put down your sacrifice and go back to make peace with that person before coming back to give the offer the sacrifice.
也就是如果你得罪了一个人，
that is, if you have offended somebody,
这个事情比你去做礼拜更重要。
This is a more important matter compared to going to worship.
你需要跟他先和好。
You need to be reconciled with that person first.
马太福音的第十八章当中，耶稣讲到另外一个情况。
Matthew chapter 18, Jesus mentioned another matter.
那就是说，他说，如果你认为你的弟兄得罪了你
，if you feel that your brother has offended you，
你需要去找他，去跟他去谈。
You need to go and talk to that person。
首先是私下里一对一的谈。
First, you talk to them in private, one on one。
如果是误会，就解决掉。
If it's a misunderstanding, then it can be taken care of。
如果不是误会，你认为他犯罪了，他不听的话，你可以找两三个见证人同去。
If it is not a misunderstanding, if it is sin and you that that person does not listen to you, then you can find two or three witnesses.
如果这两三个人认为这件事情是误会，
if these two or three witnesses believe that this is a misunderstanding,
那最好就算了，
then you should just let it go.
假如你特别的认为他有一种状况，就是说他犯罪了，你就需要去找教会。
If you truly believe that it is sin, then you can go to the church.
而且不是你去找教会。
But not just you go to the church.
是应跟这两三个见证人一起去找教会。
You need to go together with the two of witnesses to go to the church.
那么假如这个人真的是犯罪了，那么教会做出惩处的措施。
If this person indeed has sinned and the church would make a determination.
那么这个人还是不听的话，那么就看他当作是外邦人。
If after the church has tried to get this person to be changed and this person is refused, then you can consider this person to be like the Gentile. Because this person has not understood the existence of the gospel.
那么我们举到的马太福音第五章和第十八章是两个例子。
We should remember the examples in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 18.
那么都是你认为或者你觉察到已经有冲突了，你先去行动。
This is something that you notice the conflict and you actively seek out to move to make a first move.
我们来看这个接下来这个战争的这个例子，就会发现说，确实是认为被得罪了的那一方，他们去外交斡旋，去找这两个办事派的人。
And in this example, we can see that the party that felt it was offended was transgressed against, make the first move and go out and talk to the other party.
除了饶恕和忘记外交斡旋之外，
other than forgive and forget, other than diplomacy, and there are other things.
我们知道这会有一个不好的一个事情发生。
We see that something bad can happen.
那么耶稣刚才讲的这个例子当中是一对一的举办。
Jesus talked about a one-on-one private.
但是我们很多的冲突，大家倾向一个方式是三角化的解决。
But a lot of times we try to finalize the conflict.
三角化什么意思呢
？What does that mean to be finalized?
就是我认为，假如说 Richard 得罪了我
，Did he find you that he looked offended me?
那么我不去找他去谈
，I don't talk to him.
我去找这个白老去谈
，And I talk to somebody else.
你知道吗？那个 Richard 他，哎呀，简直这个人太恶了。
在哪
个
节目里，你终于是太恶了，这么夸张。
那这个时候呢， 他就站在一个非常一个很很一个 dilemma 里面。
The dilemma is happening.
他要么保持中立。
It has to one option is to stay neutral.
要么他就选边站。
Otherwise, the person has to try to take sides.
他要么站在我这边。
Then the third person has got to be on my side.
或者是站在黑色这边。
Or on the side of the leader.
那不管是怎么样的一种状况，他都把我们两个人得罪了。
But no matter what happens, then he would offend one of us.
其实这个问题还没有解决。
And then the conflict still has not been resolved.
因为你没有找那对方去谈。
Because we have not talked to the transgressing party or the offending party.
假如不是三角化的话，四角化、五角化，那就会出现更大的情况。
If it's not finalization, you make it into a square of pentagon or a polygon, it's even worse.
就是流言蜚语和暴力。
This is gossip and complaining.
那就是说啊，我不仅找他谈，而且找另外人。
就是啊，用 public 来 talk to somebody else。
那最后，如果在啊、不管在什么样的状况，就是变成结党的纷争。
Then it becomes to break and maybe to different groups, and there will be division.
保罗在啊加拉太书当中告诉我们说
，More towards the book of Galatians.
你们不要相咬相吞，要相亲相爱。
You not fight and devour each other, but you love the love one another.
如果这些问题都没有解决好的话，到最后就变成是一种。分裂和打仗。
If this thing is not, you know, is not handled very well, it can end up in a split or war.
我们来看一下第十一节到第十四节。
We can look at the verse 11 and verse 12.
那么以色列人听说流便人、迦南人、马拉基半区的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑立坛，全会众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。
And when Israel has heard that they had looked at all on the border of Canaan and below near the Jordan on the Israelite side, the whole assembly of Israel gathered as battle to go to war against them. That was the first response they wanted to go to war. But what followed seems to be the work of the Holy Spirit. Maybe Joshua or Eliezer might have said something.
那么接下来我们看到的是第十三节到第十五节，迈出了非常关键的一步。
Verse 13, a key step is taken.
我们来看，他说以色列人打发祭司以利亚大的儿子非尼哈往基列地区见流便人、迦得人、马拿西半支派的人，又打发十个首领与非尼哈同去，就是以色列每支派的一个首领，也都是以色列军中的统领。他们到了基列地，见流便人、迦得人和马拿西半支派的人，对他们说：“
So the Israelites sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the land of Gilead, to Reuben, to Gad, the half-tribe of Manasseh. With him, they sent 10 of the chief men, one from each of the tribes of Israel, 8 of the head of a family division among Israelites. And then they go to Gilead, to Reuben, to Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and they said to them.”
也就是在这个冲突当中，他们做出了非常关键的一步。
That is a key step in the midst of this conflict.
认为自己被得罪的一方迈出的第一步，去找所谓得罪他的那一方的人去谈。
The offended party, the party who was offended, take the first move, initiative to talk to the offending party.
我们刚才讲到说，如果发生战争的话是不可设想。
We had talked about that if war broke out, it could be extremely devastating for them.
以色列人出埃及的时候大概有200万人。
There was about 2 million people when the Israelites left the land of Egypt.
那么在这样的一种状况之下，他们的勇士如果回去的话，这两个半支派的人和九个半支派的人打起来的话，那么刚才讲的说，至少100万人要上升。
If there's war between the nine half tribes and the two half tribes, then as I mentioned before, the casualty could be as high as 1 million.
因为如果是九个半支派人所想象的这种原因的话，那么他们所需要做的事情是把这两个半支派的人全部抹平了。
If it was the reason that the nine half tribes imagined that it was the reason that they had they, that they would need to totally obliterate the two and a half tribes.
不仅是他们的勇士，包括他们的妇女儿童，甚至包括他们的牲畜。
Not just the warriors, their soldiers, including their children and their families.
那么我们看到的是，在这里他们做出了非常关键的一步，就是坐下来去谈。
We see that they make a very key, very important step. They sit down and talk about it.
今天呢，就是在今年夏天的时候，我听到一句非常好的一句话。
This summer I've heard a very good saying.
那么他说，在北京的教会当中呢，就是各自为政的现象非常严重。
In the big, in the Chinese churches, there was a lot of churches they were only for themselves.
但是最终的这些牧师们最终决定了一件事情。
But some of the pastors they have finally decided on one thing.
既然我们不能站着谈，那我们就一起跪下来。
If we cannot talk about it standing up, maybe we can talk about it kneeling down.
哎，这条就不同了吗
？What's the difference?
如果站起来谈的话，那就是针锋相对。
If you talk about it when you're standing, then you may be attacking or beyond the defense.
如果是跪下来谈的话，就不一样。
If you talk about it kneeling down, it is different.
跪下来谈，说明我们有一种谦卑的态度。
That is we have an attitude of humility.
那么接下来看到的是。这两个半支派的人和九个半支派的人坐下来来外交谈判。
And what follows, we can see the diplomatic dialogue between the two half tribes and the nine half tribes.
刚才我们谈到了冲突的背景，大部分是因为误会造成。
We mentioned that both of the cause of this conflict is misunderstanding.
那么解决冲突的最好的一种选择就是来坐下来一起谈。
The best way to resolve conflict is to sit down and talk about it.
那坐下来之后怎么谈呢
？How
怎么来解决这个冲突呢
？How do you resolve the conflict？
那么来看，那么首先的第一步就是阐明事实和表明关系。
The first thing to do is to elucidate the facts, describe the facts。
就好像刚才我们谈到的那位妻子一样。
Just like the we talked about the story about the wife。
那假如这个妻子，那么见了这个丈夫之后，谈的说的第一句话就是“你这个该杀的”。
And the first thing the Bible comes to say, well, you are so terrible, you deserve death.
你是要想不可不过吗
？You think that something wrong with our marriage?
如果这样的话，那就没有办法谈。
Then if it's ethical, then they cannot continue the dialogue.
那假如这个妻子用一种不同的这种言语的话，就不一样。
If the wife talks to the husband with a different tone of voice, it will be something different.
他说：“我听说有人说你在这。”过去一个月当中，曾经跟你的前妻吃过一次饭。
She would have said something like that. I have heard someone told me that within the past month, I've been told that you had a meal with your ex-wife.
这是陈明事实。
This is the description of the fact.
简简单单的仅仅是一件事实而已。
Simply elucidate the fact.
没有感情的色彩。
The emotions is not put into it.
不加动机的事。
You do not speculate on the motive.
那接下来会表明关切
，and then you show your caring，
就是说我很关心你，我愿意跟你，我们建立我们这段婚姻。
I care about you and I like to preserve a good relationship in our marriage。
我想听听这到底是怎么一回事。
I want to find out actually what happened。
如果是这样子的话，那我想这位丈夫可能会给他一些不同的启示。
I think maybe under this circumstances, the husband may give a different response。
当然，有一种可能性就是这位丈夫他有对他的妻子不忠。
Of course, it is possible that husband is not faithful to the wife.
另外一种可能性是什么呢
？Another possibility may be.
那么这位丈夫就会说
，Husband may say something like this.
这是我编的故事哈。
This is a story that I make up.
他会说，我的前妻得了癌症。
My ex-wife contracted cancer.
那么我跟他一起去。吃饭就是要解决一下，那么我们之前的这个就是我们那个孩子的这样一个问题。
I had a meal with her so that we can talk about disposition about the child.
我需要去照顾跟我前妻一同生活的那个孩子。
I need to take care of the child that I had with my ex-wife.
因为他已经癌症末期。
Because she had terminal cancer.
如果是这样一种状况，我想就没有离婚这件事情生产。
If it is under decision, then the wife would have no reason to divorce.
那么看到的是，在这里边这九个半支派的人去谈的时候，可不是用这种方式。
We can see that the nine half tribes is trying to talk to them in this manner.
他们是陈明事实，表明关系吗
？Did they describe and elucidate the facts and show a sign of care and concern?
我们一起看这段经文。
Look at that.
那么第十六节
，Verse 16，
耶和华全会众这样说：你们今日转去，不跟从耶和华，干犯以色列的神，为自己筑一座坛， 背逆了耶和华，这犯的是什么罪呢？从前大欺的罪孽还算小吗？虽然瘟疫临到耶和华的会众，到今日我们还没有洗净这罪。你们今日竟转去不跟从耶和华吗？你们今日既背逆耶和华，明日他必向以色列全会众发怒。
Verse 18, the whole assembly of the Lord said, how could you break faith with the Lord of Israel like this? How could you turn away from the Lord and do yourself in order in rebellion against him now? Was not the sin of Peor enough for us? Up to this very day, we have not cleansed ourselves from that sin, even though a place that was completely of the Lord. And are you now turning away from the Lord? If you rebel against the Lord today, tomorrow, he will be angry with the whole community of Israel. Brothers, may you make a determination.
刚才我们提到这个原则，就是去谈的时候要阐明事实，去表明关键。
The idea we talk about the principle is that we need to describe the facts and show our theory.
他们是这样做的吗？
Did they do it this way?
那我想呢，他们做的这个事情跟阐明事实和表明关系差得很远。
Maybe what they did was very far removed from describing the facts and so carefully.
虽然他们没有做好这第一件事情，
even though they have not done the first thing very well,
但是他们做了好了一件非常好的第二件事。第二，
they did well on step number two,
就是带着方案来表明诚意。
That is, they came and so demonstrated sincerity.
那邓小平讲过一句非常著名的话。
邓小平的最著名的 saying.
当然有一些人就是拿起筷子吃肉，放下筷子骂人。
Some people they can pick up a chopstick and they eat, but when they put down chopstick and they will choke somebody.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说，你单纯的抱怨还是一种善意的解决这种问题。
What's your motive? Do you want to complain and just express your displeasure, or do you have a sincerity to try to resolve the matter?
在一个教会当中曾经发生这件事情。
In a church, something like this has happened in Macau.
那么在主日的早上，那么有一位这位这个这个领会的这位弟兄呢，想要给他的讲员准备一瓶瓶装水。
And on Sunday morning, the presider wants to get a bottle of water to the speaker.
但是他去到放这个水的那个地方去看的时候，发现没有水。
He went over there and found that he could not find any water.
接下来用了二十分钟的时间，他就向旁边的人抱怨这件事情，说啊，这个水怎么怎么没有。
And then took some time to determine to complain to others how come there's no water.
这个负责买水的这个同工真是恶人。
And then the person responsible for water was blamed.
但是另外一位弟兄在听到这个事情过了两分钟之后做了一件事。
Another brother, 2 minutes after the incident happened, this brother did something.
他直接开车去商店里面买了一箱水罐子。
He went to the store, he drove to the store, and bought a case of water.
到底我们是带着方案表明诚意呢，还是单纯的抱怨？
Do we go and talk with sincerity, or do we just complain?
我们看一下这第19节。
Verse 19.
你们所得为业之地，若嫌不干净、不洁净，就可以过到耶和华之地，就是耶和华的帐幕所住之地。在我们中间得为业，只是不可背逆耶和华，也不可得罪他我们，在耶和华我们神的坛以外对不起住坛。
If the land you possess is defiled, come over to the Lord's land where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and share the land with us, but do not rebel against the Lord or against us by building an altar for yourself other than the altar of the Lord our God.
Wow, 这九个半犹太人，这非尼哈啊，这位祭司非常有智慧。
Well, the priest Phinehas and the representative Nine Hashrites was full of wisdom.
他表明了这样一种关心，就是我们不是关心我们自己，而是关心你们。
He expressed that he did not only care about themselves, he also expressed caring for the two Hashrites.
那假如我们可以圆满地解决事情的话，我们的利益宁愿受亏损。
And if we try to have good business conflict, maybe we are willing to compromise some of our personal, our own benefits.
如果以这样的一个方式来解决问题的话，那对方就会感到你的诚意。
If you try to resolve conflict in this way, the other party can feel the sincerity.
但是另外一种情况是，如果真的对方有犯罪的话，您确实要对他进行监督和问责。
If on the other hand, the other side is sin, have sin, then we need to have oversight and give accountability.
因为如果在教会的当中发生这种事情的话，不仅这个人会受亏损，整个教会都会受亏损。
Because if it happens in church, not only this person will suffer loss, the entire church will also suffer loss.
可是从前书当中，保罗指出哥林多教会有这样一种状况。
First, when this Paul pointed out that something happened in the church at Corinth.
那么就是有一个人与他的妓女同居。
Someone was living with the stepmother.
那这样一种状况之下呢，如果教会不处理这件事情的话，那么就会使整个会众受亏损。
If the church does not handle this matter, then the entire church will suffer loss.
而且神的名会受到羞辱。
And then the name of God is not going to be glorified.
那么监督不仅是来指责对方。
Someone who is given to give oversight or accountability is not just to accuse the other party.
而是要求对方来完成他对上帝的承诺。
Is to demand it, to ask the other side to fulfill the promise to the Lord.
那么这样的教会当中，就是我们对上帝的承诺是我们要过圣洁的生活。
We have promised in the church. We have promised to God that we live a life of holiness.
那么这是几个祝福的几个步骤。
This is several steps in the process of contract resolution.
就是陈明事实，并且表明关键。
Elicited the fact and show caring and concern.
那么带着方案去表明诚意。
And go and show the sincerity.
那么如果有犯罪的话，要监督问责。
If there is sin, then you have to hold accountable and be supervised.
那么经过这样一种外交的过程，他们之间的这种谈判，我们发现对方是怎么回应的呢？
Through the diplomacy, through the talk, what happened in this particular case?
那么对方的回应如果是说你指责我的话，我就指责回去的话，那就会有严重的后果。
If the response is that you accuse me and I accuse you back, then the result can be not so good.
那通常如果被得罪的这方去找得罪，认为他得罪的这方去谈的话
，Usually if the offended party go and talk to the offended party,
那么这一方是不知情的。
If this other the offended the offending party did not know what happened,
而且他认为这是一种好意，
and the party may feel that it was out of good intention.
那么他认为自己受到冤枉，
and they feel he was wrongfully accused.
那这种状况他的情绪会失控，
and sometimes there would be a loss of control of the emotions.
那就会冲突一触即发，
and then the conflict can activate.
但是我们在这里看到的是，这对方又发生了用一个截然不同这种方式做对付回应。
But we can see that there's different kind of responses chosen by the other party who didn't have right.
第二十一节
，verse 21。
于是流便人、加勒人、马大西半支派的人回答以色列军中的统领说：“大能者神耶和华，大能者神耶和华，他是知道的。以色列人也必知道，我们若有悖逆的意思，或是干犯耶和华。”愿你今日保佑。
Verse 21. Then Reuben, Gad, and Hasef of Manasseh replied to the heads of the clan of Israel, and they said, "The mighty one, God the Lord, the mighty one, God the Lord, He knows. And let Israel know if this has been rebellion or disobedience to the Lord, do not spare us this day."
第二十三节，为自己筑坛，要转去归顺耶和华，或是要将燔祭、素祭、平安祭献在坛上。愿耶和华亲自讨我们的罪。
Verse 23, if we have built our own altar to turn away from the Lord and to offer burnt offerings and grain offerings or to sacrifice fellowship offerings on it, may the Lord Himself call us to account.
这两个半支派的人做出了一个表率。
This two and a half tribes has demonstrated their position.
就是当受到指责的时候，以谦卑的态度来建立一个共同的基础。
They built a common ground using the attitude of humility when they were accused.
这个共同的基础是什么呢？
What is this common ground?
那么这两个半支派的人用六个上帝的名字。
They use six terms that refer to the name of God in this response.
那么在这个希伯来当中是六个上帝的名字，大能者神耶和华。
The six verses, the mighty one, God the Lord, the mighty one, God the Lord.
在这里在建立一个共同的基础，就是我所敬拜的这位也是耶和华上帝。
The established common ground, common point is that the Lord that I worship is also the Lord said, you worship.
而且他表明说，我们没有背逆的
意思。They declared that they did not have any intention of rebellion.
那么，因为信息已经在那个地方去筑了一座高大
的城。The fact was that a huge order was built.
那么他们提供了一个解释。
They provided an explanation.
那么第二十四节到第二十八节是这样的解释。
Verse 24 to verse 28 is like this.
他说：“我们行这事并非无故，是刻意做的。说恐怕日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙说：你们耶和华以色列的神主何关涉呢？因为耶和华将约旦河定为我们和你们这流变人、迦南人的交界，你们与耶和华无分。这样，你们的子孙就是我们的子孙，不再敬畏耶和华。因此，我们说，不如为自己筑一座坛，不是为献燔祭，也不是为献别的祭，乃是为你我中间和你我后人中间做证据。”好像我们也在耶和华面前献燔祭、平安祭和别的祭侍奉他，免得你们的子孙日后对我们的子孙说：“你们与耶和华无分。”
No, we did it for fear that someday your descendants might say to us, "What do you have to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? The Lord has made the Jordan the boundary between us and you, recognize and gather. You have no share in the Lord, so your descendants might cause us to stop fearing the Lord." That is why we said, "Let us get ready and do that order, but not for burnt offerings or sacrifices. On the contrary, it is to be a witness between us and you and the generations that follows." That we will worship the Lord at this sanctuary. That our first office of Christ and first office that is in the future, your descendants will not be able to say you have no share in the Lord.
Wow, 刚才这个半句可能认为这两个半句可能是背逆耶和华。
The nine and a half verse at first thought that the two and a half verse was rebelling against the Lord.
以至于说他们要带着军队去攻打。
They went and with army ready for war.
那接下来我们看到的是。这两个观察的人，他们的意思却与这组观察的意思一样。
But the two and a half guys explained that what they were trying to do is the same thing as the nine and a half guys.
对于这同一个事实的解读不一样。
There's different interpretation to the same fact.
造成他们之间会有这么大的冲突。
That is the different interpretation resulting in such a huge conflict between them.
当他们解释清楚的时候，原来是这样的一种事情。
After the explanation, they find out that was not the case.
那么接下来来看第二十五节，他做出这样的一个特别的这样的一个解释。他说：“我们在耶和华我们的神帐幕前的坛以外，另铺一座坛，是为献燔祭、素祭或别的祭。背逆耶和华，心意转去，不跟从他，我们断掉这个意思。”
They said that they did not build an altar for built God, for public offerings. They did not have the intention to rebel against the Lord and turn away from this, from being by building an altar for burnt offerings and offering sacrifices. Because they were doing that, they stand this before the tabernacle. Because they provided an explanation. So this conflict was.Resolved satisfactorily.
我来看控告这一方所做出的这样一个回应。
We can see the response of the accuser.
那么第三十节他说，祭司菲尼哈与会中的首领，就是与他同来的以色列军中的统领，听见流便人、迦南的马拿西人所说的话，就都以为美。祭司以利亚大的儿子菲尼哈对流便人、迦南人、马拿西人说：“今日我们知道耶和华在我们中间。”因为你们没有向他犯了这罪，现在你们就以色列人脱离耶和华的手。
Verse 30, when Phinehas the priest and the leaders of the community, the head of the clan of Israelites, heard what Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had to say, they were priests. And Phinehas of Gideon, the priest said to Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, "Today we know that the Lord is with us because you have not been unfaithful to the Lord in this matter. Now you have rescued Israelites from the Lord's hand."
这样一个巨大的冲突，这样一场战争，因为这段的谈话是死掉的。
This huge conflict, this impending war, has been avoided because of this dialogue.
那么来看第三十二到三十三节。
Let us look at verse 32 and 33.
他说：“祭司以利亚大的儿子菲尼哈与众首领离了流便人家的人，从基列地回往迦南地，到了以色列人那里，便将这事回报他们。以色列人以这事为美。”就称颂神， 不再骑上去攻打刘辩一家的人，毁坏他们所住的地方。
Then because the son of Eliezer and the priest, the leaders returned to Canaan from the living. With the Reubenites and Gadites and Gideons and reported to Israel, they were glad to hear the report and praise God, and they talked no more about going to war against them to devastate the country where the Reubenites and Gadites lived.
不仅有这样的一个战争变成了和平，
Not only the war has been averted and has become peace.
我们看到的是第三十节和第三十三节都讲到一件事情，就是以色列人以这事为美。
And that is verse 30 and verse 33 we talk about this day of peace about the outcome of this matter.
因为他们以前认为这件事情是大不敬。
Because they thought that this was a matter of rebellion.
那么现在却认为以他为美。
Now they understood that this is something that is they were pleased.
而且第三十三节讲到说，他说就称颂神。
And then they praised the name of the Lord.
一切这个冲突的圆满的这样一种解决，他们认为上帝是在显明他的存在。
Because of the good resolution of the conflict, they know that the Lord was with them.
而且第三十四节说，他说刘辩一家的人给坛起名叫正，意思是说这坛在我们中间证明耶和华是谁。
And the Reubenites and the Gadites gave the order that they witnessed because that the Lord is God, so the order they testified.Yes, the Lord was among them.
不仅战争化为和平，而且他们认为，或者是说他们称颂上帝的存在。
Not only that war become peace, and they ended up praising the name of the Lord is with them.
我们刚才提到说，大部分的冲突是因为误会造成。
We talk about that most of the conflict, is a result of misunderstanding.
但是另外的一些冲突确实是因为犯罪的。
But some other conflicts may be because of sin.
因为我们是有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和心性的骄傲。
Because we have the lust of the flesh and the lust of this world, and we have the pride of our heart.
那么在教会当中这就更加的严重。
And it is more serious in the church.
就我刚才所提到的一样。
Just like what was mentioned.
因为我们每个人都认为上帝站在我们这边。
Because we feel that God is on our side.
这样的话，我们会啊，就做出这样的一个解释。
And we may interpret things in a certain way.
所有我做的事情都是出于上帝。
So whatever I do is from God.
但是如果我们真的不明白是上帝的心意，我们妄称耶和华的名的话，耶和华的名会受到羞辱。
But if we do not really, if we are not really on the side of God, then the name of God is going to be taken.
而且这个罪会带来严重的后果。
And the sin can cause very serious consequences.
不仅会对这个个体造成损失
，not just a personal loss，
而且会对整体的会众有巨大的影响。
The community, the congregation can also be very negatively impacted。
因此，教会需要做以挽回为目的的惩戒。
Because of this, church needs to do the conciliation。
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看了这样的一个故事。
And today we see this story。
这个故事就是怎么样解决这个冲突。
To how to resolve conflict.
我们看到冲突不仅是危险，更加是一个机会。
Conflict is not only danger, it's also an opportunity.
假如我们靠着耶稣基督能够来和好的话，上帝的名字在当中被荣耀。
If we can have peace by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be reconciled to God, then the name of the Lord is going to be glorified.
我们看到冲突的大部分都是源于误会。
Most of the cause of conflict are misunderstanding.
那么这冲突的就认为被得罪的一方需要去做出这一步，就需要去找对方去谈。
The offended party to go up and talk to the offending party.
那么首先要阐明事实，并且表明关切。
You need to describe and elucidate the facts and show your clarity and your concern.
并且要提出你的建议和解决的方案。
And maybe give a some kind of constructive suggestion to resolve the matter.
那么冲突对方怎么回应呢
？How does the offending party respond？
就是他们要建立一个共同的基础，并且提出一个解释。
They need to establish a common ground and then give a good solution。
假如我们在面对冲突的时候，不仅是在教会里面，还是在公司里面，还是在学校里面，用这种方式解决冲突的话
，If we are confronted with conflict, maybe in our life, in our job, in our community。
那我们的人际之间的关系会更加的简单。
Then our interpersonal relationship can become better.
我们就像耶稣所说的，成为和平之子。
We can be like what Jesus said, we are sons of peace.
而且在我们教会当中，我们也见证上帝的荣耀。
And in the church, we can testify of the goodness and the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你的生活当中有冲突吗
？Is there conflict in your life?
你认为它是一个危险呢，还是一个机会
？Would you consider this a danger or an opportunity？
那我在这里，那么也在这里向大家做出这样的一个啊呼召。
I also like to plead。
假如你还没有与上帝
，If you have not yet reconciled to God，
如果你跟上帝之间有巨大的冲突
，If you have a conflict between you and God，
我盼望你能够借着耶稣基督与上帝。
I pray and I hope that you can be reconciled with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的一个冲突是在这个人世间最大的冲突。
Because this is the greatest conflict in life or in the world.
但是这是一个巨大的这样一个机会。
But also this is the greatest opportunity.
因为我们可以借着耶稣这位中介与上帝和好。
Because through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled with God and have peace with God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
假如你在彼此当中
，If you are in this conflict，
我盼望你能够啊，真的是照着圣经所教的这个模式来面对冲突。
I hope that you can handle the conflict according to the teaching of the Bible，
并且在冲突当中来荣耀上帝。
And through the conflict, give glory to God, glorify God。
愿他的名得荣耀。
May His name be glorified。
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray。
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你赐下你的儿子耶稣基督，让我们能够与你和好。
You have granted your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can be reconciled with you.
你也赐下圣经，让我们知道我们怎么样能够与啊我们的邻舍和好。
You have often also given us the Bible, so that we know how we can be reconciled with our neighbors.
我们在你的面前悔改。
We repent before you.
因为在很多的时候，我们没有照着圣经的方式来解决。
Because oftentimes we did not resolve conflict according to the teachings of the Bible.
我们顺从自己肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
We are submitting to the lust of the flesh, pride of life, and also the pride of this world.
求你的赦免。
Father, we ask for forgiveness.
也求你的帮助。
We ask you for help.
你的圣灵来啊，时常的提醒和帮助。
We ask the Holy Spirit to remind us and to help us.
以至于说，让我们啊，勇敢的面对。
So that we can be brave and have courage in front of challenge or conflict.
并且化危机为转机。
And then we can change the danger into opportunity.
求你帮助我们在冲突当中的荣耀。
Help us so that through the conflict we can.Glorify you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.